Stay tuned for Words of New Hope. Aloha and welcome to Words of New Hope with Dr. Wayne Cordero, pastor of New Hope Christian Fellowship in Honolulu. Today, we take you to the Neil Blaisdell Center Arena in Honolulu, where New Hope celebrated the Spirit of Aloha Weekend. Join us for some of the worship and special music from the Spirit of Aloha, featuring our frontline singers and musicians from New Hope Christian Fellowship.
The Stan Sheriff Center. We wanted to begin this way because in ancient Hawaii, when the king would come, there would be an entourage, a chant that would give his lineage, and then a praise, and then a welcome. So we wanted to do that because the King of Kings is here in this place, and we stand in allegiance to him, our Redeemer, who is alive. And so we want to lift up our voice and our praise and our gratitude to him who we honor today. So, as we worship him on this Spirit of Aloha weekend, let's let our voices ring. Would you welcome the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, our Redeemer?
You know who I am, yes, we do, Lord. Oh, Lord, my God, to you I put my hope. Yes, I hope to you, Lord. Oh, Lord, my God, to you I put my trust. Put our trust in you. Oh, Lord, my God, to you I put my hope.
Deserving and worthy. Do you agree with that?
Lord, may you hear our hearts.
Sing out with us.
I will bless the Lord forever. Yes, we will. I will trust him at all times. For he has, for he
Person's hand next to you. As we gather here at New Hope, we always have to remember that the reason we gather together isn't just to receive, but it's to receive in such a way that it's converted into healthier relationships horizontally. That's why we take a hold of hands, because if we just sort of receive and receive and receive, we'll get more and more knowledgeable, but we don't see it in lifestyle, and we see that disconnect all over the nation. Where people know a lot, they've got all the right catchphrases, they've got the right religiosity, but it doesn't in any way spill over into our businesses. And God wants us to convert our faith, as it were, into action. We're not here just to be a spectator center. This is to be an epicenter. So that when God speaks to us, it reverberates throughout the land, so that we can tell the nations, starting with our own home, with our own hearts, with our own families, with a neighbor down the street where we work. And so one of the reasons we take a hold of hands is not to just have another religious posture. No, 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 no. It's really to remind us often that the reason God is teaching us is so that it'll extend this way. It's got to be converted from that which is vertical to that which is horizontal. And that's why he said the greatest commandment of all is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. They combine into one. And you don't have one without the other. That's why 1 John says, if you can't love those who you see, you can't love the one you don't see. They are hooked together. And the greatest symptom that we're starting to grasp a hold of faith is when it starts to leak out into our actions, our thoughts, our disposition, our attitude, relationships with one another. So as we gather like this and we take a hold of hands, it's not just to be another religious thing. No, 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 no. It's to remind us that, Lord, we do want to convert what you're teaching us into practical application until this land is changed because of your truths. Let's, with that in mind, let's pray. Father, thank you for the one on our left and the one on our right. We ask that you would bless that person, that brother and sister, Lord. We ask that you would move in their life and somehow run it through us, so that we become not a cul-de-sac of life, but a conduit of it. Someone that doesn't hoard, but someone who funnels. So, Lord, I pray that you would wash us clean in order that through us, your pure word, your love, your action, your attitude will come through us. And there's a lot of times, Lord, we got to keep laying down our life for the sake of the gospel. Lay down our attitude for the sake of the gospel. Lay down our wants for the sake of the gospel. So, Lord, teach us to do that. So as we speak about truth today, may your truth begin to help us to understand little by little what faith is all about. May it work out into our marriages, our families, our relationships. Even when we're caught in a bind, everything that we learn is to be applied at moments like those, defining moments. So, Lord, we thank you now for allowing us to be a family with New Hope. Help us to continue to be not just a listening center or a watching center, but an epicenter of your grace to Hawaii'i. Thank you, Father, for these things. In the matchless name of Jesus, we pray. And everybody says, amen. Would you welcome a few people around you? Go ahead, give them a handshake and a hug and say, welcome, welcome to New Hope.
Shut.
You have just heard a special presentation of the Spirit of Aloha Celebration coming your way from the Neil Blaisdell Center Arena and New Hope Christian Fellowship in Honolulu. Thank you for listening. For Pastor Wayne Cordero, this is Del Gibbs wishing you God's very best and aloha.